This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boon Wurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Hello and welcome to Tits and Tricks, where we give you bite-sized tips that make parenting and work just that little bit easier. I am Loz and today I'll be talking to you about kids' lunchbox hacks to save you time. Even if you don't yet have kids in kinder, I found from when Sienna, my daughter, was around one, it was far easier having a lunchbox on hand at all times. So if we were heading out, and yes, that includes weekends, I would pack a lunchbox. It made the constant whinging for a snack far easier. I could just give her that lunchbox and she could pick away at it throughout the day. For those of you back into the daily grind of lunchboxes after school holidays, I thought I'd share some tips, tricks, and suggestions that I've learned along the way to save time so that you can spend less time prepping and more time getting ready to get out the door for work. I will preface this by saying, sadly, I am not one of those mums that has the foresight to prep for lunchboxes in advance. I wish I did. I love the idea of batch cooking and making like zucchini slices and bliss balls and all of those cute, healthy little snacks, but to date, I've actually never done that. So I won't be offering advice on how to make things or giving recipe ideas per se, but rather some quick supermarket finds or time savers for packing what's most likely already pre-made. So firstly, let's talk about lunchboxes. If you have a plastic or silicon lunchbox and your child is complaining that it tastes like detergent, line it with baking paper or use the chemical / perfume-free dishwashing tablets. The finished ones are the green ones. They are a bit on the pricier side, or the EcoStore brand at Woolies also has perfume-free, and it makes the biggest difference. I remember Sienna complaining about it early on and I thought, girl, come on, like it's not that bad. And then I tasted something at the end of the day and whoa, it tasted foul. If you've got a stainless steel lunchbox, you don't even need to worry. You're not going to have this problem because in my experience, I've washed a million lunchboxes and those ones don't seem to taste like anything. The plastic ones are the ones that'll get you. Moving on to lunchbox ideas. All right, you've got the basics of fruit. Maybe you've got cucumber, carrot, capsicum, veggies you can cut up a few days in advance. They'll keep. I was actually taught a hack to cut my veggies into strips and then put them in water. So that includes like carrot and capsicum. You'd think they'd go a bit slimy. Surprisingly, they actually don't. Then you just pat them dry, put them in the lunchbox. They're good as new. You can almost cut them up 5 days in advance, I'd say. Fruit, mandarins, bananas, blueberries. Absolutely, you can do the night before. I found raspberries and strawberries go a bit sog, so I tend to avoid those in general. Plus, strawberries are like $7 at the moment, so they're out. For the main affair, here are some options. I have recently discovered the thermos, and whoa is all I can say about this. It has been amazing. I was told to fill it with boiling water first thing in the morning and then tip out that boiling water just before you're about to fill it up, just to keep the food really nice and warm. So in the thermos, heat up your leftovers from the night before, shove them in. You can make pasta the night before, so plain pasta. If you're feeling fancy in the morning, grate some cheese, put some butter through it. Your kids are going to think you're an absolute superhero. You could also do a soup. I've done preheated sausage rolls in there, so I've done them the night before for dinner, and I've just zapped them in the microwave, put them in the thermos, put some sauce on there. Nothing came back, so I assume that's a good sign. Fried rice, another excellent option. Meatballs, also a great one. Quite honestly, it'll open up a whole new world for you. The thermos is a life changer in winter. Haven't yet used it in summer. If you're looking to do things like cold pasta salads, which is exactly what I'll be doing, I think it'll also be excellent for that. When it comes to an ice pack to keep your kids' lunchbox cool for the hotter months, my ultimate hack is to put a yogurt, so the squeezy yogurts, you could probably also put the little tubs in the freezer the night before, and the next morning you've got your ice pack. So that'll defrost during the day. It also saves you from buying a handful of ice packs that your child will no doubt lose. Snacks to include, mini pancakes. If you feel like making these yourself, go for it. Freeze them. They'll defrost during the day. Or you can buy the shake mix and go wild. Or even easier, you can actually already buy these pre-made, put them in your freezer. Peckish, a great one. Cicata, another great one. You just take out a row, put them in. Pretzels, Table of Plenty, chalk-covered rice cakes are a great option. little bit more on the pricey side. If you can get them on sale, stock up. So when it comes to protein, so your brain foods, I actually rarely would do a ham and cheese sandwich. I always take a pile of ham and just put it on the side, or falafel if your kids will eat it. Sadly, mine won't, but I have seen some other lunch boxes with that in it. No need to be fancy. Just have a little small section, put your meats in there. Lastly, if you, like me, worry that nothing is handmade and your child is missing out on that extra TLC, buy some super cheap stickers from a $2 shop. And when you're feeling bad, put a sticker in the lunchbox and watch your child upon pickup tell you how bloody great you are. That's all from me. We will deliver some more hacks for you next week.